New big-screen digital televisions may soon come with a star energy rating if the key recommendations are adopted by the federal government, and some energy guzzlers may be banned altogether. The Australian Greenhouse Office commissioned a report in response to the growing rate of power consumption by large flat-screen televisions. Televisions are now the fourth largest energy consumer in the home and may soon use more power than fridges as screens get bigger and sound systems more elaborate. The report recommends that TVs are sold with proper energy labelling systems, as well as setting minimum energy performance standards that could potentially exclude many models from the market altogether. Jennifer Macy reports.
Do you think you do afternoon radio every day? Over. You talk to it.
Jump in and have a pickle.
Over with modern. Save energy, save water.
There are more than 18 million televisions in Australia. These shoppers at an electrical store in Sydney are looking to upgrade to a bigger, newer model, perhaps an LCD or plasma TV.
Yeah, I'd love to have one. They're just so big and the quality's good.
I just bought one last week because I want a big telly in my house. It looks great.
How big is it?
It's 50 inches big. It's huge.
I think they're a bit overpriced for what you get and how long they last. They don't seem to last, I don't think. Like, I've had people who've said that they get lines through them and stuff like that, and I'm pretty happy with my crappy old TV at the moment.
The shelf life is just too short and they consume too much power. Just like to keep my bill pretty low. I just from reading about plasmas, I prefer probably LCDs.
Official statistics indicate 40% of Australians continue to watch television on the older cathode ray tubes. The new LCD or plasma models have screens up to a metre wide and now dominate the majority of Australian lounge rooms. But they're also energy guzzlers, says Paul Meyer, the efficiency expert with electricity retailer Energy Australia.
The old cathode ray tube, what we would know as a standard television, was a relatively low energy user. It might have added about $25 a year to your energy bill. What we are seeing with these bigger LCD and plasma televisions is consumption up to maybe four times that. So it is substantial, and potentially now a television could use more energy than a refrigerator.
The Australian Greenhouse Office is now seeking to label new televisions with an Energy Star rating system, similar to the stickers already seen on new fridges and washing machines. An AC Nielsen poll in March found that 85% of those surveyed want a labelling system for televisions. Energy Australia's Paul Meyer says without the labels, consumers are left uninformed.
The advantage of an energy rating label system is it allows customers to make informed decisions at the point of purchase. And we know that our customers are interested in energy efficiency. They're interested in reducing their greenhouse emissions. The other benefit of this type of scheme is it provides an incentive for appliance manufacturers to improve the efficiency of their products.
But the report by consultants Digital Synergy, which was handed to the government last week, also recommends introducing a minimum energy performance standard by October next year. Any LCD or plasma model that failed to get one star would be excluded from the market. The report's authors tested 116 models and only four plasmas passed the energy test. Jez Ford is the editor of Sound and Image magazine. He says manufacturers are worried they won't have enough time to comply with the new standards.
Well, for consumers, the problem is that the government is choosing to say where that energy line is. It doesn't give the consumer any choice. If I think that a plasma gives a better picture and I want a large plasma and I want to go buy a large plasma, they may not let me do so because they use more power than they've decided to draw the line. And at least for several years, it may be simply impossible for a manufacturer to create a television that gets over that line. So large screen plasmas in particular, it may be impossible to buy them after next October if this goes ahead.
Dr. Mark Diesendorf from the Institute of Environmental Studies at the University of New South Wales has just released a report showing that improving energy efficiency is the cheapest and most effective way to cut greenhouse gas emissions. But he says what's needed is a star rating system combined with a compulsory standards for energy performance.
Consumer choice, I think, is a fallacious argument. There would still be plenty of consumer choice, but they would have to choose among a whole range of energy efficient appliances and equipment. Consumer choice is a false choice if it means wasting vast quantities of energy and basically destroying the planet.
Mark Diesendorf from the University of New South Wales. Jennifer Macy was our reporter.